I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 17th. Two women are facing charges in connection with last Friday night's fatal stabbing in Quincy. 22-year-old Alyssa Delamano of Quincy is charged with the murder of 24-year-old Cameron Nomi of Quincy in the parking lot at Hancock and Woodbine Streets in Wollaston. Prosecutors say the stabbing appears to be random after some type of altercation that was captured on video. Delamano was ordered held without bail and is due back in court October 19th. 24-year-old Samantha Perrier of Dedham was also arrested and charged with misleading the investigation. She was ordered held on $10,000 cash bail. There's disagreement between the Quincy Teachers Union and the administration about the air quality in Quincy public school buildings. Mayor Thomas Koch and school officials say improvements have been made to school ventilation systems to exchange the air in the buildings once every 26 minutes. But the union says they want more information about air exchange rates in specific classrooms and buildings. The union says the city has been less than transparent about providing detailed information about the HVAC systems. A Quincy family has been displaced from their home following a house fire last Saturday, just months after the death of a husband and father from COVID-19 complications. Firefighters responded to the 7 Rosalind Avenue home on Hospital Hill, the house where the Andrade family has lived for over 2 decades. Multiple generations of the family live in the basement and second and third floors. While the first floor of the house was rented, residents were able to make it out of the dwelling safely, along with 5 dogs, 2 cats, and a turtle, all of which were treated for smoke inhalation and minor burns. Fire caused an estimated $200,000 to $300,000 in damage. It was believed to have been sparked by an electrical problem in the basement. A family friend has started a GoFundMe campaign to assist the Andrade family. There's one new case of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of yesterday, bringing the number of active cases to 30. But Quincy remains in the green category in the state's risk assessment map. The death toll has remained unchanged at 135. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Updates for Thursday, September 17th.